Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 98 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. So we've spent a little bit of time talking about pictures in an exhibition and the idea of putting your work into competition, and I thought I'd sort of change gears here a little bit and talk more about ideas of passion in photography. Passion and the strange bedfellow that passion has, which is direction. So I thought I'd share a note from a photographer named Al Duval. Al, somebody that I've worked with to kind of hone his portfolio over the years, really great guy, really terrific photographer. And he wrote me a note some time ago, and here's at least a little bit of it. Here's a question for you. It may come off as strange, but what the heck? The older I am, the more direct and straightforward I get. What the hell am I doing, and where is this all going? I don't know where all this photography is taking me. I mean, it's consuming me. I absolutely love it. It's all I do in my spare time. I shoot and shoot and shoot, and then I edit and edit and edit, and then I print and print and print. Then I do it all over again. And again, well, you get the idea. It's like I'm possessed. All these images are piling up on my hard drive and my website, and I'm literally running out of space to store my prints. But I really don't know what I'm doing or why. Okay, there you go. I know you didn't sign up to be my shrink. Well, you know, that's a... I love the idea of this passion, right? And of course, the response to Al was that the thing that he was feeling was passion, and that it's not at all uncommon. And the reason I wanted to talk about this in this particular episode of Camera Position is, you know, here we've been talking on and on about these photographers who have these dedicated bodies of work where they're working very hard, single-mindedly toward one particular idea. And, you know, here's a photographer who is it seems like probably he's all over the block and he's trying all these different things and he doesn't really know where it's going. He doesn't really have a direction for it. And the thing that I wanted to suggest is that that passion is fine. You know, that passion is really what we're all about. And even if the work never sees the light of day, we end up learning from it. And we learn more than just about photography, right? I mean, we learn about ourselves, about our own interaction with the world, about the things that we're interested in and how we're interested in those things and our response to the natural world. Even if photography just means that we get out for a nice walk now and again and take a look at what's around us with a more discerning eye, photography has accomplished a goal for us. And I actually think, and one of the things that I've thought after teaching photography for a long time, I know that many, many, many of my students are not people who are going to have long or important careers in photography, but what they will have is a different way of looking at the world, a different way of understanding what it is that's around them and how they respond to it. And boy, if we can be more present in the world, if we can be more centered in terms of how we approach the world, that in and of itself is a great thing. Now, I will also, as I'm talking along here, I've thought about this great idea from the great photographer Minor White, who talked a lot about how a photograph wasn't complete until it had a viewer, that the photographer was only a portion of the process of making a photograph, and that the photograph wasn't a complete document, it wasn't a complete thing, until it had someone to look at it. And I think that that does help us with this idea of passion and direction, sharing that passion with someone, sharing that interest with someone, whether it is sharing it with someone from the point of view of exhibiting the work, or whether it's sharing it with our significant other or with a small group of other photographers that we get together with, or even sharing it now with one of the many different ways that we can share work online through Tumblr or Flickr or whatever those whatever website presence you use to kind of get work out there, Facebook, and sharing that work with people who are like-minded in some way. Of course, the problem with some of those methods of sharing work is that they don't necessarily say the hard things. They don't necessarily sort of help direct that passion in a way that helps you. So, you know, so many Flickr comments say something like, you know, great composition. But our objective, of course, is to go beyond great composition and see what we can make out of something. So this idea of photography being not pragmatic, not purposeful, and I think that not purposeful is really kind of an important part of what we do. And it's weird because here we are in our regular lives, you know, we have to get up in the morning and do the things we need to do and go to our jobs and perform in a way that is expected of us and do all of the sort of responsible things that we do as members of a community or a family. And then here we have this other thing that has no overt purpose or function, and it seems to be kind of pure folly. And if it's pure folly, why are we spending so much time doing it? And I think what we have to do is begin to think about ways that we can take that activity that feels like folly and begin to direct it in a way that helps us move forward with that idea. So if what we do is take that nice little walk and look at our world in a different way, think about ways that we can more purposefully think through the process of looking at our world in a different way. What is it that we see every day that somehow jolts us visually and makes us interested in what it is that it looks like, or how it responds to light, or how it responds differently in the morning than it does in the afternoon? So this idea of passion, but trying to direct that passion in some way, but not losing sight of the fact that the passion is what got us in the place in the first place. So I hope you take a look at Al's website, because I think he's just a great photographer, very inventive, and has a lot of great ideas. And take a look at where his passions have gotten him, publications and exhibitions of various sorts, and really an interesting guy, and taking that passion and moving it forward by directing his passion in certain ways. On another note, and certainly a note that's filled with passion of a different sort, I still have a few spots left open in my two Italy photography workshops, one in Tuscany for a week and one for 5 days in Venice. And boy, you'll never find a more passionate place, I think, in the world than Italy. And pursuing photography with a group of like-minded photographers, being able to direct that passion by talking with other people who are equally passionate, can really be a helpful experience. So a couple of spots left in, two or three spots actually left in each of those workshops. And hopefully somebody out there that you know or yourself will come along with us and learn about photography in a beautiful and passionate kind of a place. And for more information about those, there'll be a link in the Camera Position podcast, and then also a link in the Camera Position app, or just go to photographitaly.com to take a look at all the details about those two trips happening in early June of this summer. Thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.